All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. This is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and I'm giving you what I promised I was going to give you guys. The scene. So let's get started.
Sliding her mouth up and down your shaft, it gradually starts glistening more and more with her saliva.
That feels amazing, Sadie. But maybe just go a little faster now?
More than happy to oblige, Sadie immediately does just that.
All right. Oh.
As she sucks up and down at a quicker pace, the stimulation from it makes your breath grow heavier. Engulfed in the euphoric feeling of your girlfriend expertly sucking you off in the bathroom, you soon desire for her to really choke on it. So, without saying a word, you plant both your hands on the back of her head and quite literally give her a hand in upping the tempo of her blowjob.
God! Sounded like she got defeated for a minute instead of... Fuck! You were really giving the back of my throat a beating with that one. Maybe she did get defeated. Sorry. You were just doing such a good job. I kind of got a little carried away with myself. No, I like it. It's a turn on to see my man so enthusiastic about my performance. But now that we've got your cock all wet and slimy, I think it's about time I get some pleasure. You saying blowing me isn't pleasurable for you? Come on now, lady. Sure it is.
Getting to her feet, Sadie positions herself over you.
But this is where it's really at.
Lining your dick up with her pussy. Sadie ever so gently slides down onto it.
Oh yeah. This is more like it. She's snapping into a Slim Jim. Oh yeah!
Bopping up and down on your shaft at a slower pace. You listen to Sadie's breathy moans while gently penetrating her.
Your cock is amazing, Grim. I wish you could be inside me forever. So do I, but since I can't, let's be sure to make this count.
Planting a hand onto each one of her cheeks, you start helping her bounce on your cock at a faster speed.
You notice some color? Like... there's a glitch right there on his shoulder. If you notice, there's all kinds of weird, like, red and white kind of messing up. You would see that a lot in the Club 17, and I figured that renders were past that, but apparently not. There's still some things we have to work out, even with Daz. So that's how it is, huh? Moan. Can never quite relinquish full control, can you? I can stop if you'd like. Don't even think about it. She's bitching about him being a control freak. And then he's like, well, you know, I can stop if you're not happy. And then she completely doubles back. Okay, there's nothing special there.
With her moans growing louder and louder, you once again decide to take it up a notch. Shifting your hands up to her waist, you grip tightly, your fingertips now digging into her skin, causing them to almost change color.
Faster?
With only a simple nod, she again obliges and immediately begins riding you even faster.
Okay. Ah, God, this feels so fucking good inside me. It really does. How about you turn around? I want to see your perfect ass jiggle as I fuck the shit out of you. Sounds good to me.
Spinning around on your cock, Sadie now faces the door, while her behind faces you.
Ah, I could just about take a bite out of that thing. You don't want to do that, though. I don't think she'd like it. I hope you're talking about my butt and not a roll of toilet paper.
Squeezing one of her cheeks tightly, you make Sadie let out a squeal.
Clear enough for you? Crystal clear. Enough talk now. I want you to keep fucking me. That's good, because I definitely want to keep fucking you.
In agreement, you keep thrusting, silently being in this lust-filled moment.
It's going awful slow. Enough fucking around, Grim. I want you to go faster. Fuck my tight pussy as deep as you can. But sure, just tell me if it gets too much. I don't care. Ah, keep going. No fucking way it can be too much. Moan. You like that, Sadie? Your little pussy enjoying herself? Well, we got some angles here. Oh, we got angles. Alright. Ah, fucking God. I'll take that as a yes. Is that really the best you can do? Huh? Because you've been better. Ah, I see how it is. So you're goading me, are you? I'm gonna make you regret doing that. You can try.
Even though you know she's just playing with you, her negging spurs you on regardless. With both of you now slick with perspiration, you prepare yourself to pound Sadie until she screams. And with a long, deep breath, you give her your all.
Fuck! Yeah, you definitely love it. With how you're reacting, there's no way you can convince me otherwise. Okay, you got me. It's really fucking good. Damn right it is. However, my feelings are still hurt from you criticizing my performance. I'm so very sorry, Grim. I promise it will never happen again. I accept your apology, but it just isn't good enough. You need to be punished. Huh?
Jumping off the toilet seat with Sadie in your arms. You throw her against the door.
Oh my, have I really been that naughty? You've been quite naughty. That's why I better fuck some discipline into you. Not sure if that's much of a punishment. Either way, my pussy is right here waiting for it.
Pressing your body against hers, you whisper into her ear.
Your pussy's not the one I'm gonna punish. It's not? You don't mean...
Before she can even say it, you stick the tip of your cock into her ass.
Uh-oh. Ah! Now she is gonna sound like she's been defeated. This is what you get for being a bad girl. Oh? Then maybe I should be bad more often. Quiet, Mo. We'll see about that.
With the tip already inside her, you slowly begin sliding the rest in.
Oh, wow.
Finally, you start shifting your hips back and forth.
Yes. Yes. Just keep going like that. Sounds like you're enjoying yourself. Guess it's time now to really see what you can handle. You want to make me scream that much? You know what I want? Tell me. I want to make you beg. Let's try that one again. I want to make you beg me to both stop and keep going.
As you clench your hands around Sadie to brace yourself before you really rail her, you hear the bathroom door open.
Oh, shit! Shh! Can you believe that guy? He actually thought he had a chance with me. I know, right? You got a mirror, buddy? Yuck. Ha ha ha. Right. The nerve of him to even think there was a possibility I'd give him my number. What are we gonna do? They're right outside the door. Just keep still. They'll be out of here soon. They're girls, Grim. We take our time in here. Fuck. Technically, you did give him your number. Technically, I gave him a number. Good point. The loser didn't even check to make sure it was really even yours. Remember, super seducer. That's very important. Yeah, there's a lot of memes that come out of that game, but it's absolutely true that you need to make sure that the number you're getting from a woman is actually her number. If not, you just fucked up. He just couldn't believe he got it at all. I don't even think it even dawned on him that it's a fake.
As you stand frozen against Sadie's naked body, still inside her, a thought crosses your mind.
Be Kratos again. Don't forget that Sony did that Kratos one. It was a God of War thing where it said, oh, this is Kratos. And shit, I'll completely lose my erection by the time they leave. And when they do, who knows if I'll even be in the mood anymore. Maybe if I just went slowly?
Deciding against letting your dick go soft inside Sadie, you carefully push your cock further into her.
Did you hear that?
Unfortunately, you haven't accounted for the surprise Sadie would get from you doing so.
Yeah, I did. I think maybe someone's having a tough time in there. What are you doing? Stop that! Ew, that's gross as fuck! Relax. They just think you're constipated. What? I'm not! Who gives a fuck? I do!
Embarrassed by the presumption she's constipated, Sadie blurts out.
I'm not constipated! Okay, didn't need to know that, to be honest. I know, but I just wanted to clarify, my bowels are working perfectly fine. Now she just made herself look like an idiot. Oh God, please, enough! Yeah, what's wrong with you? Keep that shit to yourself. Hey, you're the ones who accused me of being constipated. No, I didn't. Well, one of you did. Yeah, you know what? Fuck it.
Completely dropping the desire to be discreet, you thrust yourself inside Sadie as hard as you can.
Ah!
Throwing caution to the wind, you pound away.
Grim, stop! Holy shit, she isn't constipated. She's getting fucked in there. They can hear us. Who gives a damn anymore? We certainly don't. Yeah, you go, girl. You take that fucking cock. Really? Any ladies want to come in here and verify that that's what goes down? When y'all walk into a bathroom and you hear somebody fucking, go get him, girl! Yeah! Take one for the team! Girl power! Yeah! You better fuck her good, dude. Sounds like she's still too much in her own head. Hell. Just have fun, girl. We ain't judging.
As embarrassing as it is for her, Sadie can't deny a certain electricity she's getting from it all. And since the new self-appointed cheerleaders can't actually see who the two of you are, why not just go with it? Becomes Sadie's thought process.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but you heard the ladies. Fuck me good. Woo!
Equal parts relieved, surprised, and delighted by Sadie's reaction. You plow ahead.
Plowing on ahead. Oh my! Go harder! Fuck me as hard as you can. Sounds like he's doing a pretty damn good job. I'm almost jealous. Same, I bet he has a huge cock on him too. He does, such a huge cock deep inside my ass. Hold up, he's fucking your ass? Ha ha, what a little slut, hell yeah.
As you keep railing her with every ounce of energy you have, the end slowly starts getting close.
Can't hold on much longer. You're gonna come? Yeah. Oh, did you hear that? He's about to jizz. Come in her ass. No, do it on her face. Or what about her mouth? Have her swallow your load. My God, these women. They need to have their, whatever. They need their mouth washed out with fucking soap. Shut up. They bring up a good point, though. Where do you want it? Wherever you like. It's up to you. Hear that? She'll enjoy it no matter what.
Sadie smiles back at you.
They're right about that. Where do I come? On her face, in her mouth, or on her ass? In her ass. We're already in the ass, so I want to do it inside you. Hear that? He said he wants to do it inside her. Inside her butt? Whoa, I never tried that before. Same here. Well then, lucky me, I guess.
Pumping a few more times for good measure, you finally feel it.
Fuck, it's coming! Give it to me. Dump your entire load inside my ass, Grim.
Pushing yourself inside her as much as possible, you feel the release come.
Fuck, yeah!
Although you can't see exactly how much of it there is, the pressure at which it came out was enough to know it's quite a lot.
So, how does it feel? Yeah, can you feel it inside you? I can, and it feels wonderful. Nice. Oh, now I want to try it too. Hey, buddy. Think you can go another round for my friend here? Hey, shut up. Don't say that. Ouch, don't hit me. These girls are odd, to say the least.
Having completely emptied yourself inside Sadie, you slowly slide your dick out of her ass. Having completely emptied yourself inside...
I thought there was a button there. So how was it, really? I wasn't faking, Grim. It's wonderful.
Saying this, she kisses you on the lips.
That's why I didn't come in the mouth. And I can't wait to do it again. Me too. Okay, looks like the show's over, Mel. Come on, let's get out of here. Oh, already? But Tracy, I wanted to... Mel? Okay. Bye, you two. This was quite an experience. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
With that, the two girls leave the bathroom, giggling the whole way out.
That was weird, huh? Yeah, it sure was.
After cleaning up, both of you quickly get dressed.
How do I look? Good as new. So? Not like I was just fucked silly by the biggest cock I ever saw? No one would ever know. Great.
Throwing her arms around you, Sadie smiles at you with a look of disbelief at what just happened.
Pretty nuts, huh? That went from 0 to 100 really fast. It sure did. So what do you think? Any newfound interest in exhibitionism? Exhibitionism light, maybe. They couldn't even see us. Still, it's definitely not something I expected you to go along with, especially considering how it started. You took a big risk. A lot of girls would have lost their shit at you for it. But not you? Evidently not. Still, maybe I'm just drunk. You're not drunk. Good call, I'm not. Guess I have no other excuse than to say I liked it. My girlfriend, the dirty little exhibitionist. Nice. Shut up.
Sadie kisses you on the lips softly.
What's that for? No reason other than I just really dig you. You dig me? That's a new one. I'd say love, but I know it just puts pressure on you to say it back. Yeah, I know I can be a pain sometimes. Yeah, you can. It's fine, though. Because I still love...
She catches herself.
I still dig you in spite of it. Thanks, babe. And just so you know, I'm getting there. Every day I get closer. I'm really happy to hear that.
She gives you a warm smile. From it, you can see just how much it truly does. Soon after, you head back out to the bar with Sadie. As you walk out into the main room, your attention is instantly grabbed by what's going on at the bar. Or more accurately, what's going on top of it.
What the fuck is she doing up there? You guys want me to do it? Yeah, do it! Puff, give me a break. You can do better than that. I said, do you want me to do it? Yeah!
The crowd hoots and hollers at her to take the shot.
That's more like it.
Chucking her head back, Grace pours the shot into her mouth as another cheer erupts.
We're gone only a short while and we come back to this? How much did she drink? A lot by the looks of it. We gotta get her off the bar before she falls off.
Taking your arm, Sadie jerks you over to Grace, who's still stumbling around.
Grace, get down from there! Yeah, one wrong move and you'll crack your skull open.
Looking down at the shouting coming from you and Sadie, Grace shoots her hands into the air.
Grim, come on up here. We can dance. Thanks for the offer, but it's a little too dangerous for me. Plus, since you had quite a bit to drink, it's even more dangerous for you. Nonsense, I'm fine. I'm just having a good time. Isn't that right? Are we all having a fucking great time?
Again, the crowd erupts with cheers.
See? There's nothing to worry about. You can barely stand up straight. Who said that?
Turning around, Grace sees Mia glaring up at her, concerned.
Oh, Mia, there you are. I've been here the whole time, Grace. Now get down from there before you kill yourself. My God, you're all such worry warts. Where's Viv when you need her? Good question. Where is Vivian? And Ellie, for that matter. Actually, it's pretty obvious. They probably just ran off to another place to fool around. Please, just come down. You can still have all your fun down here where it's safe. You really want me to come down that much, huh? I do. Okay, thank God for that. But I'm doing it with style. Nope, I spoke too soon. Yeah, do it with style! You fucking rock, Grace! When you come down, can I get your number? Ha, yeah, right, she's way out of your league. Oh, and she's not out of yours? My chances are better than yours! Are you fucking high? No way! Everyone shut the fuck up!
The crowd goes instantly quiet.
Thank you, Mia. You're absolutely right, we do need to calm things down. I'm glad you agree. Because I need all your attention for what I'm about to do next. Oh, snap. What are you gonna do? This definitely isn't gonna be good. Who wants me to fall backwards into the crowd? What? No, you can't. Yeah! You better catch me if I do it. I'll catch you. No, I will. Fuck your mother. What'd you just say? Tiss, 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 boys. Keep fighting like that and I won't be doing anything. No, we promise to be good. Yeah, we all love each other. Now that's what I like to hear. So, who's ready for me to jump? Yeah!
Turning her back to the mosh pit of people below her, Grace lifts her arms out to her sides and closes her eyes.
Are you crazy? What the hell are you doing? Listen to her, Grace. Stop it. She's not hearing any of you. Okay, is everyone ready? I'm jumping on three. You can count on us, Grace. Absolutely, we'd never drop you. Most of you are as drunk as her. Two. Oh God, I can't even look. Ouch, don't push me. I didn't push you, it was that guy. Me? I didn't do shit. Well, someone did it. One. Here I come. I'm gonna beat your ass. You want a piece of me?
With her arms out wide and eyes still closed, Grace launches herself backwards into the crowd of people scrambling below her.
Hey, pay attention! She's coming! This is so bad. I'm flying! Fuck. Thud. Grace? Ugh. She's coming too.
Still in a daze, Grace slowly opens her eyes.
What happened? You're okay. You took a little tumble. I did? How? Not important. All that matters is that you're fine now. Exactly. Although for a second there, we weren't so sure you would be. Sadie, don't say that. Oh, sorry. Forget I said that.
Sitting up, Grace looks around the empty bar.
Where is everyone? They left. What? Why? Well, after you fell, we had everyone leave. Wait, I'm fine. They could have just waited until I wake up. Honestly, the fall kind of killed the mood anyway. There was no salvaging the party after that. Shit! On the bright side, it looks like the fall knocked some of the drunk out of you. Hey, huh? I'm not drunk. I think she still is. Oh no. What, something wrong? We didn't even get to have the costume contest. No big loss. But we could have made more money off of it. We made more than enough money tonight. Don't worry about it. Ah.
Suddenly the door bursts open as Vivian comes running through.
I'm here. How is she? I'm fine, Viv. Oh, thank God. I almost had a heart attack when Mia called and told me what happened. Speaking of which, where the hell were you?
Before Vivian can even think of an excuse, Mia's question is quickly answered.
I'm right behind you, Vivian!
Seeing all of you, she comes to a halt next to Vivian.
Grace is awake! Yay! Oh, for fuck's sake! Jesus, how long have these two been going at it? It feels like almost the whole night. Ellie and I were just hanging out. Sure you were. Well, whatever. All that matters is that you're okay. Did I really scare you that much? You're my best friend, dummy. Of course you scared me. So please, don't ever do that to me again. I'm usually the one saying this. And I want you sticking around to do it 1,000 more times. Can't wait. Ah, how sweet. You guys are such friendship goals. Thanks, Ellie.
Standing back up, Vivian goes over to Ellie.
I think this is probably where we should call it a night. Yeah, I get it. You gotta take care of your friend.
She turns back to see you all staring at them.
Do you guys mind? We're literally all right here, do you? Whatever. I'll call you, okay? I'd love that. Me too. Okay, I'm going, everyone. This night was really fun. Well, mostly.
She gestures at Grace on the floor.
Don't forget the guy we got into it with. Oh yeah, that guy sucks. Okay, Ellie, good night. Oh right. Bye, everyone.
After you all say goodbye to her, Ellie leaves the bar.
So, have we all just witnessed the beginning of a blossoming romance? Wouldn't you like to know? I need to clean this place up.
Getting back to her feet, Grace momentarily wobbles.
Whoa, steady there. You're not in any condition to be doing anything except going to bed. Shouldn't we maybe take her to a hospital? I mean, what if she has a concussion or something? Maybe. She did hit her head pretty hard. I wouldn't worry about it, honestly. She seems fine to me. No, you definitely need to take her to the hospital. I'm totally fine. Let's just go home. Sure, maybe we should go just to be safe? Grim says I'm fine. I say I'm fine. I'm fine, Viv. Plus, I don't want to spend the whole night in a hospital waiting room. No, thank you. All right, if you're sure. I am, although who's going to stay here and close up? I'll do it. You guys take her home while I stay here to clean and lock up. If you want, I can stay and help. Nah, I got it covered. You go with them, Sadie. Then it's settled. Let's go.
Putting her hand around Grace's waist to steady her, Vivian and the others head outside.
Don't take too long, okay? Sure.
With that, they leave.
Well, I better get to it. The sooner I finish, the sooner I can get out of here.
For a while, you clean the bar of all its empty bottles, spillages, and just general trash that got left behind. Around an hour later...
Phew, and that's about done. That was some hard work. Still, I finished up sooner than I expected, so that's something. Should I come round there to give you a pat on the back? Yeah, what the fuck?
Spinning around, you see Emma standing on the other side of the bar.
I thought we were done with Emma. Surprise, it's me again. Emma, what the hell are you doing here, and how didn't I hear her come in? We need to talk. We do? Because I'm pretty sure we don't. Sorry, but Mia made her decision. Yeah, the wrong one, and you helped her make it. I really don't see how you being out of our lives can ever be a wrong decision. That's because you still can't let go of the person I used to be. Or the person you still are, but pretending you're not? Please, Grim, I need you to talk to Mia. Didn't you say you'll respect whatever decision she makes? What happened to that? Another lie, I'm guessing? I didn't think she'd actually decide not to give me another chance. Well, you gambled and lost. Tough luck. Don't make me beg, Grim.
Looking at Emma, you can see how serious about it she is. Probably the most serious you've ever seen her. And for some crazy reason, it makes you empathize.
Really?
Even if she doesn't deserve it?
Fine, I'll go talk to her. I'm not making any promises, though. Thank you, Grim. You have no idea how much that means to me. What am I even supposed to say? I just advised her to not give you another chance. Now I'm going to say the opposite? Say whatever you need to. I just don't want to lose her as a friend. All right, I'll try. Again, no promises. If she refuses this time, it's over. Deal? Deal. It's not like I have any other choice but to accept it at that point anyway. No, you won't. Now, if you don't mind, I need to close up.
Taking out a piece of paper, Emma places it on the bar.
My number, just to let me know how it went. Fine. Bye, Grim. Thank you again. I really owe you one. Yeah, yeah.
Turning around, Emma leaves.
Ah, fuck me. Why am I always so easily talked into shit?
Having finally finished everything, you make your way to the exit and leave. Locking the door to the bar, you turn to face the street and spot Sebastian leaning against a wall just outside his own bar.
He doesn't look too pleased. Also, there doesn't appear to be a lot going on over there either. Maybe we have something to do with that.
For a moment, you consider just ignoring him and going straight home. But interestingly enough, you feel a sudden urge to gloat.
Maybe just a little chat?
As you're walking across the street towards him, Sebastian sets his eyes on you.
You look like you really need that beer. No thanks to you people. Slow night, huh? That's a shame. It's just one night. It won't last. Maybe not. Although, maybe it will. And if it did, that would really suck for you, wouldn't it? One successful night and you're already gloating. Shit! How pathetic! Sure, it might be a little premature, but screw it. We earned it tonight. You should savor it. Before you know, things could get very, very bad for you. Yeah, you mentioned that earlier. Care to elaborate on what you meant by it? Nah, just giving you a heads up. Huh, much appreciated. Anyway, now that I'm done gloating, I think I'll be heading home.
Turning your back to him, you start walking off.
Remember, Grim, stay away from my family. I'm trying to. Still, I can't help it if they don't want to stay away from me. What the fuck is that supposed to mean? It means you should take better care of them. Because one day, someone might just snatch them right out from under you. So you admit it, you've been fucking around with them. Ugh, damn, I'm really sleepy. Just about ready to tuck myself into bed.
Once again, turning your back to him, you continue walking off.
Answer me, you little fuck. You put your hands on my daughter, haven't you? And on my wife, too. You know what? What? It's way more fun to keep you guessing.
As you walk further and further away from Sebastian, you can still hear him shouting.
Don't fuck with me, I will end you. You hear me? I'll squash you like the cockroach you are.
Chuckling to yourself, you just keep on walking. A short time later, having arrived home, you walk through the front door.
Ugh, finally home. Man, this day felt like forever.
Suddenly, you hear Sadie's voice.
Is that you, Grim? Yeah, it's me. Come over here. Yeah, just give me a few minutes to change out of these clothes, okay? Oh, okay. Thanks.
After quickly switching out of your sweaty costume, you go back downstairs. Following the sound of female voices, you make your way into the library room.
You're home earlier than I expected. That's because I can work really fast when there aren't any distractions around. Hey, come take a seat next to me. We were just decompressing a bit.
Walking over to the couch where Sadie is seated, you do just that.
What a day, huh? It was eventful, that's for sure. So how's Grace? We managed getting her to bed, not that it was easy. What do you mean? She was still pretty amped up when we got home, so she wasn't exactly in the mood to sleep. But when we finally got her to lie down, she went out like a light. It was actually kind of funny to see her like that. Had no idea she even had that side to her. Oh, she has that side to her. You should have seen her when she was your age. She had a reputation for being the biggest party animal in town. Really? She seems so different now. How can someone change that much? Simple. Just hit rock bottom. If you're lucky, it can be the thing you need to snap you out of your destructive habits. I hear that. We're still talking about Grace, right? This sounds more like your backstory, Vivian. Yeah, we're still talking about Grace. Truth is, Grace and I had a bit of a role reversal in recent years. Having said that, I'm nowhere near as bad as she was during the peak of it all. There's still time. Very funny. Wow, I had no idea.
For the next minute or so, none of you say a word. You just sit completely in silence.
Well, isn't this depressing? I'm guessing you'd rather still be out partying? It'd still be going if Grace didn't act like a damn fool and almost kill herself. Yeah, it would be. Am I the only one who's more than happy to be home right now? I'm with you. I was more than happy for it to come to an end, and that's true because it was going on forever. Right? Who wants to be all crammed together with a bunch of smelly drunk people? Definitely not me, that's for sure. You guys do realize that's pretty much the goal of every night, right? Or would you prefer to be the bar to be empty like it usually is? Yeah, I know. Mia has a point, though. I'm sure we can find a nice middle ground. You know, where things aren't so hectic, but where drunk men aren't falling on top of you and shitting themselves. Wait, What? That actually happened to you? Yeah, it was unpleasant to say the least. Maybe to you, I found it very amusing. Hey, if it wasn't for me, it would have been you or Ellie that he ended up attacking. Of course, such a hero you are. I kind of am, actually. You can be my hero any day, babe. Thanks, Sadie.
You glance at Mia, who just keeps her eyes down at her lap.
Speaking of parties, who says it has to be over? Oh? What were you thinking? I'm sure we can find something fun to do. So you'll be leaving then?
Mia laughs at this while Vivian scowls back at you.
Without me, there'd be zero chance of it... Excuse me. There would be zero chance at all of it being fun. Why don't we test it out? Bite me. Oh, I have an idea. Why don't we play Spin the Bottle? Spin the Bottle? Really? I don't know, Sadie. It's not very original, but I never played it before. You haven't? Even after 2 years in college, you haven't played it once. No. You do know it's a kissing game, right? Are you sure you'd be okay with that? Of course, it's just kissing. What's the big deal? First the talk of a threesome, and now this? I'm starting to think Sadie has more of an interest in girls than she's letting on. And what about Grimm and Mia? There's a chance they'll have to, you know... Oh, right, I didn't think about that. Yeah, that could be kind of I'm down for it. What? You are? Wait, you're not drunk, are you? Nope. Drugs? No. Okay. Like Sadie said, it's just kissing. It's not a big deal. Plus, it's not like we'll ever be making out or anything. I guess so. What do you think, Grimm? Would you be comfortable with it?
She looks at you intensely, with eyes that clearly give away how much she wants you to agree.
Why not? If everyone else is comfortable with it, then who am I to ruin the fun? Now that's the spirit. This is the Grimm I can get behind. Then we're doing it? Awesome! I can't wait to play... Did someone say spin the bottle?
As Grace startles everyone, you spin around to see her standing in the doorway, holding a bottle.
Grace, what are you doing up? What, you thought you could have all the fun without me? And under my roof, no less? I don't think so, sister. Yep, she's still definitely drunk. You need to get some rest, Grace. You're not only drunk, you also hit your head pretty hard. Nonsense, I feel great. But I'm playing and that's the end of it. Fine, just... Don't do anything stupid. We don't need you having another accident.
Squealing with excitement, Grace plops down onto the floor beside the coffee table.
Okay. So this seems like a good spot. We'll do some renders real quick. Alright. But yeah, guys, this will be the end of Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Returning to Mia for now. And we will see you next time for more Returning to Mia. Stay tuned. I'm going back to Hollow Knight.